Announcing the Shivydex version 2.0. Today, I'm happy to announce that the upgraded version of the Shivydex is now live. It should look very familiar on the face of it, but it has been completely overhauled behind the scenes to be even more stable and enable some awesome new features. This has been a very long time coming and been in the works for well over a year at this point. So, I'll have some example screenshots for you guys that you can look at. First off, playlists. Simple, easy playlist creation. The first new project I want to show you all is the playlist page that has been added to the Dex. For now, it's exclusive to beta supporters, my devoted pets, but soon enough I will make it available to everyone on every tier. When I embarked on creating my own website, one of the very first things I wanted was for it to have playlist support. The ability to seamlessly drag and drop, shuffle and reshuffle, tweak and remake any and all combination of files possible. It's taken a while, but it's finally here. So, to list a broad summary of the new features, create and save any combination of files. All playlists are saved to your account, so you don't need to worry about losing them. You can create as many as you want, so be creative. Drag and drop files from the search menu or your favorites list. I've released a lot of files. A lot of files. So being able to search on the fly with keywords or by your saved favorites should make playlist creation a breeze. Share them with the community. I wanted the process of sharing your creations with anyone as easy as possible. It's kind of hard to think sometimes when you're really horny, so I don't want it too complex. Once you've saved your playlist, it is as simple as clicking the share button and copying the link from the pop-up. You also have the option to forward them to the app of your choosing if you like. I can't wait to see what creations you all come up with. Import popular playlists. Just like the share function, it should be incredibly easy to import a playlist you like the look of and save it to your own account, or even make tweaks to it if you want. It is as simple as pasting the URL into your browser, and then you can copy the playlist to your account, or you can edit it to your heart's content if you'd like. Change the title, tweak the ordering of files, or replace files entirely. Once you're done, just click the Save button. New media player visualizations. To go along with the new playlist page, there is also a brand new audio visualization media player. It features a much larger sliding time bar for when you need to readjust your position in the audio. You can also still loop individual files just like on the regular player, but now you can also press the forward and back arrows to go to the next or previous file on your list. Finally, and by far my favorite parts of the new player, are the visualizations. I think it will help immerse you even deeper down into my silky voice. Now, that's not all we've been working on. We also have the haptic revamp. More control, more connectivity, more devices. Haptic support is something I am hugely proud of on the Shivydex, and I have heard all the tweaks and suggestions which the community have been crying out for. So now the profile page has been reworked to include brand new tools to make the experience feel just right for you. This is enabled and available for everyone right away. So, I encourage everyone to go check it out. It uses interface app connectivity. From now on, connecting to your haptics on the Dex will require you to start up the interface app. Fortunately, it's very, very easy to use, with absolutely no setup required. Simply download interface from the Google Play or Apple Store, depending on your device, and once installed, click the big green play button. Even a horny slut like you can manage that, right? Then you just have it running in the background for as long as you want to stay linked to the Dex. There is now no need to click the little haptic button on each file. Once you've synced your device with Interface and the DeX, it will automatically connect and the symbol will turn green, meaning you can switch between files at your leisure, saving you loads of hassle and setup. Adjustable power strength settings. Depending on the device, a lot of the haptic patterns can be rather intense. Now you have the ability to lower the vibrations to a level you're comfortable to enjoy the entire experience. Before things get a bit too much. Programmable, adjustable haptic delay. Having the pattern stay perfectly synced to the audio is crucial. And depending on your connection stability and strength, you might run into the issue that the pattern is ahead of or behind what you're listening to. You can now add an artificial delay to the haptics to compensate for bad connections to the device and still stay synced the whole time. Multiple simultaneous device support. For a while now, I've experimented with creating different files that are designed to be used with multiple devices at the same time. Now, with the stability of Interface, this feature can be fully supported and integrated into future creations. A roadmap towards Apple and iOS support. One of the main benefits of moving to a haptic system that uses Interface is we can finally support Apple and iOS. It has on the Interface feature roadmap, but unfortunately at this stage you can't yet connect browsers with one of these devices. The DeX team are just waiting on the Interface app update, then support should be enabled automatically. So that's the stuff that is coming, like, soon. And then there's also calendars, which are also coming soon. Just some tweaking needs to be done, and then we'll be ready to go with that. The final project in the works has been fully integrating calendars into the DeX. Thanks to the completely overhauled backend, we can now do some pretty exciting things with them. They'll be a little more complex, and I can put timers and more conditions and fuck with your heads more, which really is the goal, right? So watch this space, because we're getting close now to having this project ready for beta testing. The audios themselves are created, but the code is still being implemented. However, with the finalizing of other projects in recent days, the team are now coming together to complete this ASAP. So watch out for these. I'm hoping to have my first new calendar, All About Chastity, released by the end of this month. But, like, no promises. Community feedback. Create. Share. Discuss. I love listening to and receiving feedback from you all. So while the playlists are in beta and the new haptic support is released, I encourage everyone to discuss and share your thoughts and opinions. I cannot wait to see what playlist creations everyone comes up with. So please share them freely across Reddit, r/ShibbySays, or Discord. Bugs and issues. Unfortunately, with such large site-wide changes, unforeseen problems are always a possibility, despite internal testing and mitigation. So through this initial rollout period, we would kindly ask that you be patient and understanding with the new functionality on the site, and to actively report any issues or bugs you might encounter. Doing so will make you a very good toy. Please reach out to the dev team at the links below with any problems.